It is time now for Making Sense of the Markets. Now, usually we'd be making sense of the markets with Lori Pinkowski, but this morning we are joined by Hiral Tal, who's an analyst and financial advisor on the Pinkowski Wealth Management team. Good morning, Hiral.
Good morning, Simi. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks so much for being here. Now, obviously the big news this morning, starting with the Bank of Canada holding that interest rate steady. How are the markets doing on that?
Yeah, markets are slightly down again. They've been pulling back after a strong run they've had this year, and that's just normal to see. We usually tend to see a few pullbacks per year. Markets don't just go up in an upward trajectory as much as we'd like to see that. And what's been pressuring markets lately have been Treasury bond yields. Those loosely guide borrowing costs for consumers. So they've been moving higher lately with strong economic data, which is the main driver putting pressure on markets lately. Big headlines this morning, Bank of Canada interest rate decision, where the bank kept interest rates steady at 5%. This came after a bit of economic data that indicated that the economy is starting to soften again. Most recent inflation that we saw here in Canada showed that prices are up only 3.8% year over year. That's in September. That's a progress since the highs that we've had for inflation, it's still above the 2% target.
Right. Is there an eye on what's happening across the border here too?
There's definitely an eye here, but the U.S. economy has been a bit more resilient than Canada's. We saw low unemployment, strong retail sales. We also are expecting to get the U.S. gross domestic product. That's expected to grow, actually. That's coming out tomorrow. Friday, we have another core PCE, which is the personal consumption expenditure. It's the main inflation gauge that the Fed is looking at. So, again, anything on the stronger end of things, like stronger than expectations, would be the same idea that we've seen this year, where good news is actually equals bad news. So it might be good for the economy, but it's not very good for the Fed that wants to slow down the economy to bring back price inflation.
Okay, and what about earnings? Because I understand this is kind of the right in the middle of this earnings season reporting.
Yeah, so while that's happening, actually companies have been more resilient to the backdrop. We actually had about 30% of the S&P reports so far, and about three quarters of them, of the companies, have beat expectations. And this week we have a heavy focus for markets. It's big technology companies reporting. Yesterday afternoon we saw Microsoft. They reported after the close and beat expectations for profits and sales. The company's cloud business and artificial intelligence both have been pumping up revenue. Investors are loving it. It stocks up about 3.5% today. Google, Alphabet, they weren't so lucky. Although they beat expectations, investors are currently concerned about the cloud growth that they're missing expectations on. And I guess the stock here is down about 7 or 8%. And then we have some other reportings from big tech. Meta and Amazon will actually report later on this week. So we'll keep an eye out for that. And then we also had some other companies report outside of the big tech world. Coca-Cola reported yesterday. They beat earnings and sales estimates. The stock is about 3.5% higher in the results. Coke is kind of a staple in households almost for some people. So we're not too surprised, even though they have hiked prices.
Yeah. I was reading about that. I was reading that they hiked prices 9%, but sales still went up by almost 3%.
That just tells us how much people love it. So unfortunately, drink responsibly here, but it looks like right. They did really good.
People love their Coca-Cola. Oh, and what about General Motors?
Yeah, GM. So we do see most of the companies do really well, but unfortunately, some companies are dealing with fundamental company-specific things. So General Motors are dealing with a worker strike. And although they beat estimates, that caused them to pull their outlook for the year because it's uncertain what the future will look like with the strike going on. And investors didn't love that. Stock is down about 4% since.
Okay. All right. So lots to look at here with earnings season. I guess it's tough, Hiral, right now for active managers, right? Even to try to get a hold of what is going on. Like how can active management help in times like this?
Yeah, actually active management is why it's so important to utilize the strategy versus kind of a buy and hold strategy. That's the other strategy that some investors tend to go with. But We focus on active management. It's against the set it and forget it kind of, where no changes are being made. We do believe that with changing markets, which we have seen drastic changes over the past 1, 2, 3 years even, we do believe that your portfolio should change with markets, with environments. There's things happening, and we believe that you should keep up with the markets.
Okay, but how do you do that then? Like, what are some of the things that an active manager might do right now?
Yeah, so there's several strategies that we utilize, and some of them, like for example, over the past year or two, we've seen major volatility happening. So one of them has been important for us has been raising cash. Our job is to filter through the noise, but when we do see flags going up, that we do need to act and raise cash and limit future downside. We do that. So that's one of the things that we do is utilize stop losses. So those are pretty much price levels to where if a stock goes under it, that kind of tells us that although the fundamentals may be intact, that markets are not favoring the stock right now. This limits the downside from any further potential. But at the same time, it's not an immediate sell for us. It's more of a discussion of whether or not we should continue to hold the name. That's one thing. And then another one is shifting between sectors. Not all sectors will do well all the time. Currently, we have a slight tilt into defensive sectors. So those are communication services, utilities. Those have kind of helped us limit some of the volatility in markets. We expect them to do well going forward. But again, just being agile and flexible with your strategy is very important, like keeping your portfolio diversified, for example. We might have a certain tilt to a different sector at the time because we think that the market's currently poised to do well in that sector. But at the same time, keeping your portfolio well diversified between different pockets of the market is also helping limit some of the downside. There's going to be different risks in different pockets of the market. And if you're exposed too much in a certain sector or pocket, you may be more at risk for a bigger potential drawdown for your portfolio.
Right, because it's even hard within a sector, right? Like take the tech sector, for instance. You just mentioned earlier, like Microsoft did well, Alphabet didn't. And yet, theoretically, that's the same sector.
Exactly. So it's kind of playing out to the technology sector to see where the fundamentals of the company lie and what we make of it going forward, the potential for the company to do well moving on from here. So it is important to take a look at fundamentals, but also to remain well diversified between different sectors. We are seeing different sectors perform in different environments. For example, like the Dow is holding up better today, where you see the NASDAQ that is technology heavy, that's down more. So that's another example of why it's important to remain well diversified.
Okay, what about airlines? How are they doing?
Yeah, so we've had a strong start of the year, obviously. First half have been very strong for travel names. On our portfolios, we've had a couple of names, and we saw kind of a curl lower for some of these names in the second half of the year. We're actually glad that we moved on active management, actually, and sold our positions. We had, for example, we had Carnival Cruise, we had Delta Airlines. We sold those about 40% higher from current levels, and that's We've seen a few things happen. One is consumer demand has been challenged. People are dealing with inflation and high interest rates that are spiking their mortgage costs. They may not have enough money to travel going forward. Another thing is spiking oil costs, energy costs, and mean higher fuel costs for these airlines. Let's say Delta Airlines said that in their latest earnings report. So all these things, costs moving up, consumer demand moving down, those play a factor. So again, active management is key with these.
All right. Well, Hiral, thank you so much for your time this morning.
No problem, Simi. Thank you so much. Have a good day.
You too. That is Hiral Tal, an analyst and financial advisor on the Pinkowski Wealth Management team. You can also contact the team directly, 604-695-LORI, or you can visit their website at pinkowski.ca.